This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Friday, April 28th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for thunderstorms with a high near 75 and a low near 53. Here are today's headlines. Dallas has approved its largest project yet, 615 units for affordable housing via the city's 75-year property tax abatement program. The City Council on Wednesday approved a development agreement for a new four-story, $177 million Northwest Dallas apartment complex, roughly 15 minutes from downtown. Council greenlit two 400-unit projects last year, which was the previous highest number of apartments the city had approved. The park at North Point at 9999 West Technology Boulevard is expected to be built in two phases, with the city planning to give Kentucky-based firm LDG Development a $10 million loan in federal community development block grant money to help build the project. Construction on the first part is planned to start in October and be done in late 2025. In other news, court documents in five cases spanning nearly a decade show accounts from women who told police earlier this year how a man assaulted them in Dallas and forced them to perform sexual acts. Police believe that man is 50-year-old Christopher Michael Green. In three cases, the women told police he threatened them with a gun or a knife. Thanks to advances in genetic testing, Dallas police previously arrested Green on March 18th in connection with an aggravated sexual assault offense from July 2005. Court documents say some of the women whom Green is accused of assaulting told officers an account of the assault years later and identified Green through photos. Police believe there are other cases that matches physical description and MO. They say more charges are pending and his bail is set at $2.5 million. Up next, the coach of the elite competitive cheerleading team at Navarro College, featured in the hit Netflix show Cheer, dissuaded one of her athletes from reporting an alleged sexual assault and promised to help advance her cheerleading career if she kept quiet, according to a lawsuit filed Wednesday. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Dallas, names the Corsicana-based college's coach Monica Aldama, athletic director Michael Landers, and the Title IX coordinator Elizabeth Pillins. It accuses the college, coach, and administrators of fostering a campus condition rife with sexual assault and lacking the basic standards of support for victims as required by state and federal law. Aldama leads Navarro's renowned cheerleading squad, which earlier this month won its 16th national title. A film crew followed the 2019 squad as they competed, becoming the premise of the 2020 Netflix docuseries Cheer, which won multiple Emmys and has propelled some of the cheerleaders featured in the show to stardom. Cheer was renewed for a second season that premiered in 2022. And two members of the Trump train convoy, who harassed a bus belonging to Joe Biden's presidential campaign as it traveled through Texas in 2020, apologized for their actions Thursday, saying they regretted their efforts to intimidate campaign workers. The apologies from the convoy members, Hannah C. and Kyle Krueger, were part of a settlement for a lawsuit brought by four people who were on the bus as it traveled Interstate 35 between Austin and San Antonio on October 30, 2020, to rally people for the last day of early voting. As the bus moved, it was met by several protests, culminating in the highway harassment. According to the lawsuit, members of the convoy pulled in front of the bus, driving between 15 to 25 miles per hour on the expressway, which had a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit. The incident prompted the Biden campaign to cancel two events scheduled for the same day. Lawyers for the plaintiffs described the actions as a politically motivated conspiracy to disrupt the campaign and intimidate its supporters. Several members of the convoy were sued in January. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.